¿Qué tal, amigo? Les saluda Bernardo Osuna para Los Golpes Digital en compañía de Ryan García. Regresas después de 15 meses. Describe ese sentir de volver. Ryan, you're coming back after about 15 months off. Describe the feeling of getting back in the ring.
Exhilarating, emotional, happiness. There's so much emotions after a 15-month layoff. But, you know, it's what I love to do. And it's finally here after a long year of a roller coaster. And you're going to see, you know, I'm right back where I left off. It's going to be special.
De todos los retos que enfrentaste en este tiempo, ¿cuál fue el más difícil de superar? Of all the challenges you faced in this time off, which obstacle was hardest to overcome?
I think it would probably have been the wrist injury. Because I was ready to fight. I wanted to fight Joseph Diaz Jr. And then there's nothing I could do. You know, I hurt my wrist pretty bad. And it was just like, damn, like, man, I was about to get in there again. And I felt good. And then another thing came, you know, it's like that second storm. You're like, oh, my gosh, I got through the first one. Now this one. So that was probably the hardest thing that I had to deal with this year.
Ahora, a lo que importa, porque estás en casa. En el ring, Emmanuel Tego, descríbelo como boxeador.
Being in front of him, I'm going to have fun. I'm definitely going to have fun. I know he's a boxer. He likes to move. He likes to try to use that jab. I like his jab, matter of fact. But he's going to see it's actually going to be a lot harder to hit me. And then he realizes it. A lot of people think that, you know, oh, I'm going to go in there, Ryan's so easy to hit. But if you really look at my fights, I don't actually get hit. Like, I've never was bruised up in a fight. You never seen my face cut up or, you know, beaten down. You actually seen the opposite. So he's going to find out in the ring that not as easy to hit and it will not be easy. Keep saying it's going to be easy. That's one thing I will not let it happen. It won't be easy, you know. So expect a great fight by me.
You've made a career. Has hecho una carrera de hacer peleas difíciles, lucir fáciles. ¿A qué lo atribuyes? You've made a career of supposedly difficult fights and you made them look easy.
Yeah.
To what do you attribute that?
Have a good sense in the ring of timing, good sense of knowing, you know, what kind of shots I usually land and how to set it up. I just got a good sense on the game on how to land good shots. That's just what I've always been good at since I was little. The timing and precision's always been thing that I've always excelled in. So I would say that attributes to my knockouts.
Descríbeme lo que han sido los primeros días de trabajo con Joe Goosen, la química que tienes con él. What's been the biggest difference early on in this new stage that you're living with Joe Goosen as your trainer? I understand that you guys have a really good chemistry.
Yeah. You know, every great trainer has great fighters. And I think that, you know, Joe has built up a career on training guys that really didn't have that natural talent, right? And I think he finally has one of them. And with his work ethic and my talent and combine both of those, it's going to be something special. And I'm so excited to work with Joe. He's a character, but he don't play no game. So I'm really excited.
Canelo Álvarez ha hablado de disciplina. Para ti, descríbele a la gente cuáles fueron las razones que dejaste al equipo de Eddie Reynoso. Canelo spoke about discipline. You've spoken about time. Give the fans a sense of what caused you to leave that camp and look for different options?
You know, I kind of addressed a little bit of on Twitter, which anybody could go read on my page. But, you know, at the end of the day, work ethic has never been a problem of mine. Eddie knows how disciplined I've been in the gym. He's actually been on record to say I'm very, very disciplined. And that's why he believed in me so much. Now, as far as the split, you know, I want to have obviously the same effort I put in. You know, I go in there, I train even when I'm not supposed to be training. And Eddie at times didn't show up, and that's just the truth. I'm not knocking nobody. He's a great trainer. And obviously his main focus is Canelo, and that's fine. But I expect, you know, perfection. And if you can't make it and you don't have the time, well, that's good, you know. And you know, and then on top of what Canelo was saying, he spoke on it so many times now, and now, you know, I kind of got fed up a little bit and I just spoke my truth, and then we'll just leave it at that. And then guess what, boxing is the most truthful sport in the game. If I don't have a good work ethic and I don't train hard, we will see that April 9th. You will see that I'm not that. And then there it is. It's proof's in the pudding. But you won't see that because I got something special for sure.
El boxeo es el deporte más celoso que puede haber porque está solo arriba del ring. Tus redes sociales han sido una gran herramienta para ti. Tyson Fury, cuando él entra a campamento, hace un blackout total. ¿Algún día has pensado en eso o es muy fundamental lo que haces en redes sociales? Boxing is one of the most jealous sports that exists because it's just you and whatever you put into it. Now, Tyson Fury, the heavyweight champion, he's on social media, but when it comes to camp time, he does a blackout. Have you ever thought about that, or is social media just a tool that's so important for what you do and who you've become?
I mean, yeah, everybody has their own ways on how to handle, you know, pre-fight camp life. I obviously get away from my house and I go somewhere. You know, people put so much emphasis on social media. Like, yo, it takes 2 minutes to post. You make a TikTok in 5 seconds. Like, relax. It doesn't take any time out of your day. It really doesn't. Now, is it an important asset? Yes. And I've seen that since I was a young kid. I knew that it was going to be important.
Descríbeme tu 2022 ideal en el aspecto boxístico. Give me your ideal boxing 2022. How does this year play out for Ryan Garcia?
Just dominating, you know, dominating, being in the ring, active, you know, setting up, obviously, big fights. You want the Cambosises, you want the Tanks, you want the Haneys, you want all the big fights. But no matter what happens, I definitely going to be in that ring more than once. That will happen this year. And I look to just do the sport I love to do. You know, I've handled the things I've handled. And now, you know, I just feel like a rocket ship. You know, now it's taken off and I'm ready to go.
Describe a estos peleadores y lo que significan para tu carrera ahorita. Describe what these fighters mean for your career right now. George Kambosos.
Easy work.
Devin Haney.
Easy work.
Gervonta Davis.
Easier work.
Vasily Lomachenko.
Respect, but I will beat him too.
Teofimo Lopez.
I will knock him out.
Ryan Garcia.
Legend.
Con la leyenda, Ryan Garcia, yo soy Bernardo Osuna. Esto ha sido A los Golpes Digital.